Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we have just come out from a meeting with Brother Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, and they, of course, are sharing with us, and we will probably have this available on DVD for you, but they're sharing with us the move of the Spirit that was in Papa and Mama Goodwin's church. And Brother Hagin said that of all the churches, Kenneth E. Hagin said of all the churches, it was that church that the gifts of the Spirit operated now better than any place else and more prolifically. And we really believe that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it is by the Holy Spirit. And He gave us these wonderful gifts. Now, we had a brother come up. Who are you, brother?
I'm Pastor Jay Robertson. From Amarillo, Texas.
From Amarillo. And what's the name of your church?
Tascosa Road Fellowship.
Tascosa. Tascosa Road Fellowship in Amarillo. I'm sure we have people that are near there and they want to come by and visit you.
You're more than welcome.
But I want to ask you why you are here and what would be your message to people like you?
Well, first of all, I will thank you, Sister Billy, for putting this meeting on with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, but we came because the Holy Spirit told us to get back to our roots, to bring the Holy Spirit back into the services. And, you know, right now 92% of the people believe in God. And about 15 years ago, about 68% of the people went to church once a month. Now we're down to the low 20s.
Mm.
And this country needs an awakening.
The church needs
an awakening first.
Oh, it has to be.
So we got to get back to our roots. You know, Paul said in the end times we'd have times of stress, and we need the Holy Spirit more than ever.
Absolutely.
Right now. And the Spirit-filled church is really kind of like the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, but are really inviting Him into the churches right now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I saw and I've done, and I'm sure some other pastors the same way, back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, we got growth-oriented instead of Spirit-oriented.
Mm.
And we begin to say, hey, to be a successful church, you need growth. And we blocked out the Holy Spirit. And God's really been dealing with me. He said, you can either get back to your roots. If you don't, you're going to lose it.
What are your roots?
My roots are came out of Rhema. We were graduates of Rhema Bible Training Center. We were baptized in the Holy Spirit in 1979. And the first two tapes we had a Charles Capps tape, and then we had a Kenneth Copeland tape. That was it. And we came out of Rhema on fire for God, and we had the anointing of Brother Hagin behind us, and the church was moving, and then we just began to back off. And I look back now and say, why did we back off from our roots? And the church today, listen, the early church, and I've been reading on the history of it, in the first century, you read about the early church, and they knew the power, Sister Billy, of the resurrection.
Resurrection power.
They knew it. And they had no fear of death. Gifts were an operation. It was common for people to be raised.
They gave witness of the resurrection.
Sure. And you know what? Acts 2:47 said, and God added the church daily.
Mm-hmm.
He confirmed His word with signs.
With signs.
With signs following. And I believe that's what we've got to get back to. We've got to get back where the Spirit of God, we're allowing to minister in the services so the people can be healed and be delivered. We're not seeing the power anymore.
No.
We're not seeing it.
So you saw the power of God. You were in those services with Brother Hagin.
Oh, absolutely.
You went out with his having laid hands on you. And then Brother Sumrall laid hands on you, you
correct.
Told me. And I know both of those gentlemen and the power of God and gifts of God, I'm sure, mm-hmm. came into you. But there's an enemy. And he doesn't like the power of God to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow it happened for you that you started to go away from the power, and you were attending, you don't mention any names, but you told me you were attending conferences, and what were they saying?
Well, they were saying the same thing. You can't have the gifts flow in your church service and have growth.
Is that what they said?
Absolutely.
I mean, they came right out and said it?
Sure. You got it. You don't pull your gifts. And the funny thing, you think about it, how did the day of Pentecost, how was it birthed?
Right.
On the gifts.
On the gifts of this Holy Ghost and the manifestations.
Yeah.
What if they'd said to them, you better pull this and then more will join?
I'm sorry?
What if they said to a Peter and Paul, I mean, not Peter, Paul, but the first 12, the apostles of the Lamb, what if they said to them, you better stop this now. Nobody's going to join your new movement.
Well, you're back into what I would say. When you talk about Jesus said, don't grieve the Holy Spirit, that's denying his power therein.
That is exactly right.
And I think that's what we got. You know, you're on thin ice when you start denying the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's what he said would happen in the last days.
Yeah, be deceived.
They would have a form of godliness, correct, denying the power thereof.
Correct. And that's where we are today in so many churches. We've got to have an awakening. We've got to bring the power back. People want to see the supernatural. And if the church doesn't bring it back in, the devil's going to apply. He'll show it to people in other places. He'll show it through the cult.
That's absolutely right, and especially with the youth.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of young prayers, young people that join us, and there's a young man in the services right now. I'm going to ask him to give his testimony tomorrow in our meeting. But the power, he said the devil, like when he would be on drugs, would show, make him feel powerful. Mm-hmm. He said he was really killing me. Now he's 18 years old. He's got to believe God for a liver and all the things the drugs destroyed. But the devil made him think he was powerful.
Right. And you know, in our services, you know, we still pray for the sick. We would have pray for the sick, and but we were just seeing a spattering. We weren't seeing what we really need to see. Why? We were blocking out the other gifts. I had to ask myself, Brother Joe Jordan asked this. He said, how long has it been since you've had a message in tongues in your service? And I got to thinking about it. There used to be a commercial called about a chili. It said, what was the last time you had a bowl of the name of the chili? And they'd say, well, that's too long. I got to thinking, you know what? That's been too long. How long has it been since you've really had a message of tongues interpretation in church service?
You know, I'm studying the book of Revelation right now. And the Lord said to every one of those seven churches, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Good.
And I remember being in a meeting with Brother Hagin when he was praying about the power gifts. And we were having a prayer meeting. It was a prayer meeting. And we were just praying like he always did for the power gifts, miracles, gifts of healings, special faith. And the Holy Ghost spoke and said, you will not have, I can't remember exactly what he called it, but you will not have a revival of the power gifts until you have a restoration of the utterance gifts, particularly tongues and interpretation of tongues.
Absolutely.
So somehow, I've been thinking about that. What does that mean? Well, it means for one thing, he wants to speak to us through tongues and interpretation of tongues. And another thing I think it means is utterance gifts can create. And somehow our tongues will have something to do with the power gifts coming back.
Well, faith is released by words, and what are you doing when you speak in tongues? You're speaking in perfect faith.
That's right.
So you're releasing faith. And this is the thing that we need in our services. And I'm watching Brother Joe Jordan and Dr. Smith. It's exciting to be here. In fact, I would encourage anybody that's never been to Prayer Mountain, get up here, because the presence of God is here. It's such a peaceful place. And you need to be here and see what's going on up here. But to watch them and the gifts begin to flow and people are being ministered to, and we just left the meeting, there's excitement.
Excitement.
It's exciting
and fun to go to church. I remember that's how it was when I first came into being baptized with the mm-hmm. Spirit. My first meetings were Kenneth E. Hagin meetings.
Right.
And, you know, with the church where I'd gone, nobody fought for the front row. But in the Brother Hagin meetings, we fought for the front row. I mean, you wanted to get there and get on the front row because you have to see what the Holy Ghost is doing. And that's how it is today in our meeting that we just had.
Oh, you know, we've been here since 9 o'clock this morning. I've been in meetings, you have too, and I keep looking at my watch thinking, when's this thing going to be over with?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here you're thinking, no, let's stay.
Right.
In fact, we were down here today. What, we ran over? Everybody.
Yeah, we ran over.
Nobody
wanted
to leave.
We were supposed to be out at 4, but we started at 9. We're supposed to be out at 4, and the people are still down there. And, you know, you would dismiss them and they don't want to go. How did he get your attention that you're missing something?
When we stopped seeing the miracle power work, I know the Holy Spirit wants to minister to the people. And when we begin to see the power of God not working, and we just get a splatter of it here and a splatter of it there, and I've got to go back and look in myself and say, hey, what's going on? What are we doing here? And then we saw your meeting was here, and God just spoke to me and said, I want you to go back and go back to your roots, and this is the place to start. You know, we talked about this, you did, that in 1901 when the Holy Spirit broke out in Topeka, and I hadn't told you this, but I'm going to tell you what God spoke to me. He said, go back to Prayer Mountain. It's going to be like Topeka in 1901. The Spirit of God is going to have a breakout that will spread across this nation once again.
You know that he has a granddaughter, brother from Topeka. Bobby Romas is her name. Brother Parham from Topeka, Kansas. Right. And she came here. She's quite a lady. And she came out here to Prayer Mountain, and she prophesied that same thing.
Goodness.
That there was going to be something here. Now, we're not the only place, of course. Wherever their waters fell, this is what the Lord told me, wherever the rains fell last, they'll fall again there. But we do know there's something. We give ourselves to prayer here. And as the more we've given ourselves to prayer, the power comes. You know, you pray, the Bible says in James, and it makes power available. And so just amazing things are happening. We know we're right at the very... Jesus is at the door.
He's coming, and he's coming sooner than people think.
He's coming sooner. I'm going to have Brandon give his testimony here in the meetings. And the first five, Jesus said to him, the first things he said five times, tell them I'm coming soon. Tell them I'm coming soon. It's the Holy Ghost that prepares the glorious church.
Correct.
When we're born again, we have in us Christ in you, the hope of glory, hope of glory, hope of the presence of God manifest in you. But it's measurable by degrees. And it says that we are changed from glory to glory as we look into the Word and yield to the Spirit. Yield to the Spirit. Yield to the Spirit. And he told us in Thessalonians what to do until the coming of the Lord. Right there where he told us about Jesus coming and meeting him in the air and then the other things, he said, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
And that's the question. Have we been yielding to the flesh, or we have been yielding to the Holy Spirit?
That's it.
And you and I talked about this. We believe that, you know, every church has an angel.
Yes. Revelation. Book of Revelation.
Yes. And like I told you yesterday, I want my angel to be smiling. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be grieving. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to be looking down and saying, what's going on down there? I want him to be smiling and saying, turn to Jesus and say, look what happened in my church.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm looking over. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to stand before Jesus and say, here, well done, good and faithful servant. I don't want to have to explain why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get it back. I'm so thoroughly convinced of that, we want to see the end times and what our destiny is. It's going to have to be seeing the power of the Spirit of God, allow him to come in and minister as he wants to minister.
Hallelujah. I know if he spoke to you, he's speaking to others.
I believe that.
And they can come right straight to the Holy Ghost and his gifts and his power. And we do thank you for being with us this week. You're going to hear another miracle that happened just today in the realm of finances and blessing a business. And it can come to you. That's going to be what we have Monday. So we're very thankful that you've joined us this week. And you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and find out when our tapes will be ready at this meeting. In Jesus' name, shalom.